sauce. Hey, you like Pez?
It looks like that. Here's Heaney from the boundary line. He's an expert at these. From the boundary line!
Hello and welcome to Behind the Boundary Podcast. I'm your host, Pez, and you are here for the Cheeky Punch Show. We are doing this through the footy frenzy. It is very, very challenging, Sauce, because round 11 finished last night and round 12 starts again today. So we're here on, what day is it today, Sauce?
I don't know what you're talking about, difficult, Pez. I'm all over this one. It's back to normality. Thursday night footy, we love it here. I don't know what you're talking about, mate. I have not struggled through this time at all. We're reviewing round 11. We're looking forward to round 12. Come on, Pez, get it together.
Oh, it's Thursday, so we're back to normal. There's a Thursday night game, then there's a Friday night game, and we continue on that. And then next Tuesday, it's all over. There's no more footy for 3 days. I don't know what we're going to do. It's going to be like the off season.
Yeah, we might actually be able to get through one of the three shows that the tri-weekly podcast that we used to be before this bloody frenzy. But it would be. I feel like it's good right now looking at it. But I know when it comes to Tuesday, I'll be sitting there going, "Well, what do I do?" Like I'm a little bit unsure what I'll be doing. So
where's the footy? Well, you did mention it in the intro there, Sauce, that we do need to review the second half of round 11 because we already reviewed the other one in our 11.5 show before. So because the rounds span over so many days, so we'll review the second half of round 11.5.
Soft review. It's no official review. How does it end? We don't know. They've kind of lost, but they've won as well.
As always, Pez, they've kind of lost, but they've won as well. And that's exactly what I did for my bet slip. But let's start off things with you, Pez. Now, we didn't go through our ROI last week. The last show, because we only had done half the round. So we're going to go through our full ROI, but only talk about the second half of the bets.
That's it. So the ROI is for the whole of round 11. So for the whole of round 11, I staked $190 source. I returned $233.09. That's a very handy 9 cents there, which puts the ROI at 22.67% for the round, which is decent. And we aim for anything positive, really. For the total, for the season, for the 11 rounds so far, I've staked $2,110 and I've returned $2,310.45. So that 9 cents, if that wasn't there, that'd only be 36 cents or so. It's 45 cents. That's beautiful. An ROI of 9.5%. So quite content at the moment.
Very content, Pez. And I'd be happy with that too. We always talk about that 10% mark. And, you know, we've hit round 11, normally the halfway point. That's where you want to be in the season. But we're a little over the halfway point. 10% thereabouts is fantastic. And I'm glad that you're tracking well, Pez. A bit of a recovery from you, we must have to say.
Oh, the middle rounds. I started off with a blinder source in round one, and then the middle rounds got to me where I was all over the place, and we've come back with some decent rounds in the last few weeks, which is good.
Yeah, Pez, that slow build's what it is. It's about the long run, not the short game, and that's why we always recommend not chasing bets and just keeping sticking to your formulas, and eventually it'll all pan out. And that's exactly what happened for me in round 11. I staked 120, a smaller round in terms of stakes, but returned big, 253, a return ROI of 110.8, means for the season I'm up about $500, Pez. Staked 1730, return 2231.15. Don't forget that little 15 cents. An ROI of 28.9%. I'm loving the footy with this, Pez. And as you said, the earlier rounds we struggled a little bit, those middle rounds we struggled a little bit because of the uncertainty that football was and the teams that were good. But we're hitting strides now, Pez. We're coming into the home stretch. We're looking good.
Yeah, and the home stretch indeed, because there's only a 17-round season and finals. So we've got to take advantage of this streak, Sauce, and the advantage of the knowledge about the sides and who's good and who's not, as you said, and continue to raise that ROI up as high as we can for the season. So both in the positive, the only thing you want to be positive about in 2020, because you don't want to be positive for COVID-19.
Exactly right, Pez. We're a year that doesn't really offer too many positives. It's good to see a positive in my bank account because I know with all the home life and the online shopping, I didn't get caught up into it the first time, Pez. But I've got my eyes set on an Apple Watch, and the 500 profit is looking very nicely to be spent very soon, I think.
Bang, spent. So when you spend that 500, Sauce, do you take that out of your profits then, and you're back at a zero?
No.
Yeah.
No, most definitely not. Don't be silly.
Not at all. Not at all. That's how I got my little iPad Pro that I'm using at the moment, sourced from the other season, from the bets. So that was really good as well. I didn't take it out of the ROI though. So
I like how you say that was still there. I like how you say little iPad Pro, mate. That thing's massive.
It is massive. I've actually got my eyes on a MacBook. Did I get an Air or a Pro? I don't know. That's coming in the mail as well.
Depends how well your bet slip goes this round, Pez. Depends how.
No, big, no. So it's already on the way, mate.
I already got the delivery going.
My bet slip's been gone, all right.
Oh, love and loss.
Yeah, yeah. It's coming on Monday, so I'll have the dual screen with the Apple. It'll be good.
Speaking of Monday, Pez, we better get into this, mate, or we're just going to turn this into a technology podcast where, by the sounds of things, both of us know not much about, so we might need to kick on. Let's look at the first game of the round, Pez. Well, not the first game of the round, the first game of 11.5. Get into it for us, mate.
Which game was it, mate?
Yeah, good question. I was hoping that you would know. I was hoping you know. That's why I've done the old setup, Pez, I told you. Tonight is Thursday. Round 12, and that's all I'm worried about. Thursday, round 12. Quickly get through it for me, mate.
I don't know which game it was, mate.
Oh, Pez, you've let me down. I gave you the setup. I made was there for you to make look like you actually knew something. But though, Pez, I'll save the day as usual, mate. I've had a quick look through the bet slip. We will start things off with the double header on Monday night. No wonder you didn't want to get into it, mate, because it was an absolute pantsing by my Cats on your Saints. Tell me what you did. Can you at least tell me what you did in your bet slip?
I can tell you what I did in my bet slip. It was not a great watch. Geelong was really well coached and out-coached Brett Ratton on the night, did Chris Scott with their control of the footy and things like that. So St Kilda just couldn't compete and couldn't get their hands on the footy, mate. So Dangerfield, he got his 15, Tui got his 15, but Hunter Clark, he couldn't get his 20. He was looking good, Sauce. He had 7 in the first quarter, and then he just went missing and finished on 15. So 5 short. I was pretty confident in that one and ended up with a bonus bet.
Yeah, really disappointing that he couldn't. That seems to be the trend, actually, that where players just go missing for 2 or 3 quarters, whether they're resting forward or the Saints try to mix things up. Not just the Saints, other teams as well, but very frustrating when he comes out for a blinder first quarter and then just goes missing, absolutely missing. And that was the case with Miles.
Oh, is it two disposal second quarter source. It's just unbelievable. From a 7, you think at least get me 4, and then you're on 11, you're sitting, 50% in front of getting 20 and we're good to go, but wasn't the case.
We saw it the other week with my mate, DBJ, mate, Darcy Burns-Jones, where he had 14 at halftime and didn't touch the pill till the last minute of the game. Like, very worrisome stuff, but that was not the case with my bet, Pez. I did escape with a bonus bet, a $50 bonus bet, after putting the maximum down. I had Jack Stephen to get 15. After speaking to you personally, I was a little bit shaky about the bet, but then going back through the numbers, he does get that quite convincingly. And he did that again on Monday afternoon, I guess, evening. I had Mitch Duncan, anytime goal scorer, he always pops up for one. I was a bit disappointed Cameron Guthrie couldn't get the contested game underway. Around the pill a lot, but just couldn't get his hands on it. So I've got a bonus bet, which I'm going to play in the second half of this round.
Yeah, I'm going to play mine tonight, actually, Sauce. So a bit of a preview for the upcoming bet slip. But that was the first game of the doubleheader, as you said. The next game was Freo versus Hawthorn, where I didn't have a bet, Sauce, but you did.
Yeah, I did. I was pretty confident after looking at the teams about the Freo Dockers, and I liked the way that they contained the game last week, and I was right on all fronts. And Andy Brayshaw to get 15 hit, that was over and done with just before halftime. He was on fire and everywhere. I also said that, the game would be contained because of that game style that they ran last week against Collingwood or whatever day it was, and keep the score under 100.5, that done easily, and Fremantle to win. So I had a $25 bonus bet, and I was all profit, $112.50.
Yeah, you got to love it when you get decent profit on that, $4.50 odds there. That was really good with your $25 stake, but they only scored 80, Sauce, and you had under 100.5, so you were laughing.
Laughing, absolutely laughing, mate. It was funny because going into the last quarter, I was worried about it, and then I sort of turned away for a little bit, and I had my phone up still watching, and I still was calculating as it goes, but I don't know why I was. I wasn't really paying attention. It was an easy win for me.
Yeah, the next night was a very interesting source. We had the Crows versus the Pies, a big personal bet for me in the first quarter line, and didn't pull through, but the podcast bet seemed to get lucky in the end.
Yeah, they did get lucky. Collingwood were super disappointing in this game. They're giving away. They lost their first quarter of the whole year against the winless Crows. And Adelaide actually looked like they were going to win this game early. So to get a win for this game on the pod was good for you.
Yeah, well, the Crows are up at half time as well. And I had the minus 22 and a half line. Wasn't concerned about it before the game, but they ended up winning by 24 points in the end. In the second half, they actually came to light. Rusko kicking two goals in that third quarter source, and I got the $100 return there. So that was very handy.
Yeah, I had a bonus bet in this one because I wasn't confident with the Pies, and it was good that I wasn't confident. Who I was confident in was my man, Rusko, mate. Anytime goal scorer, he snagged three of them, had an absolute blinder of a night. Paul Seaman to get 15, he made me a little bit worried in that fourth quarter, but came home strong. Taylor Adams did it very easy. He had so much of the pill, ended up with 27. But my man, Keys, what couldn't get it done, and I did say I was reaching for this one, said that I thought his midfield experience in the last couple of weeks could push him to 20. He was around the pill a little bit, but the inexperience allowed him to get caught holding the ball three or four times, so finishing with 17, three short, and walking away with a loss on that one.
Yeah, but when it is a bonus bet, it doesn't sting as much. And I'm looking at your actual bet slip source, and you're collecting a few bonus bets along the way and using a few bonus bets, which is why your stake for the round was so low.
It was low, and it was very that's why my ROI has been so positive in the last couple of rounds, because I've just been winning money, and I've adapted your theory a little bit of trying to put my bonus bets on something, not just doubling up and getting my money back, but going at a little bit sort of borderline cheeky, that $3 or $4 mark, and try and win my money back in some.
Yeah, that's it. You can see the two of them that you've got. You've got Port Adelaide versus Richmond, which was paying $5, and that one on the Adelaide Collingwood game playing $5.25. You hit one and you got $100 profit out of a $50 bonus bet in the end. So you did better than you usually would if you're going to go the $2 odds and get your money back.
Well, realistically, I tripled up instead of doubled up, Pez. So it was, you know, it gives me two bets basically. It's good.
That's it. You've got actual profit from your first original bet, from your bonus bet. So instead of confusing the punters out there, let's get into the next game. Gold Coast versus Essendon last night.
Yeah, I steered clear with this one. I was a little bit unsure what the teams would look like. And lucky I did, Pez, because on first look, you were all over Essendon. And as the week progressed, geez, did you shift, mate. Geez, did you shift.
Did I shift? Oh, and you were saying, Sauce, I'll bet on Essendon here, but the teams have come out. I've had a look, and I love the Gold Coast line minus 5.5, which I did love. And I loved it at quarter time. I loved it at halftime. I loved it during that third quarter, even when Essendon went on a little bit of a run. And then at the end of the game, oh, the Suns 12 points up at, what, three-quarter time, and they just really shit the bed and ended up in a draw.
Yeah, really disappointing. Our man Isaac Rankine had a chance to win it from about 70 out. He should have gone back and given the handball to someone else, or put it to the top of the square, or at least put it to the point post and got a sort of rush behind of some sort. But
He should have gone quicker is what he should have done. He should have gone quicker.
Hey, mate, if he kicks that goal, we're talking about what a legend he is, yeah? Like Isaac Rankine, you know, you got to take the moment on. And I like what, after the game, what some of the players were saying, that they back him in to do that. I think it was Sam Day said that they back him in to do that no matter what. They trust him, which is good to hear from a first-year player. But, Pez, I was getting into you. We had a Zoom call. We had a couple of bevies going. And, geez, was I getting into you about your swift around from playing the Gold Coast Suns?
Yeah, I was going for Gold Coast Suns and not worrying about my podcast bet, actually. Yeah, and ended up coming away with, on the bet slip, as you'll see, Sauce, I've ticked the little $30 and I've crossed out the $60 because I just got my money back. So it was pretty much like I didn't even bet on the game.
Yeah, that's not too bad when you don't lose money, Pez, but it does go as a loss, though, because you did not return anything from that. But, Pez, it's interesting to see, because we were a little bit unsure what would happen, because we did notice that, you know, they used to have, Sportsbet especially, used to have a $51 odds for the draw, but they've taken that away because of the, you know, I think that year that there were seven draws, so they don't have it anymore. So it was interesting that no betting agency had it, and they had to pay out on half returns, even same game multis I got a notification with.
Yeah, interesting, because the draws in the, like, the quarter time, half time markets with any other result and quarter by quarter leader, things like that. So you can get around it in different ways. So it's a little bit strange, but they don't have the draw anymore. So you go from there, and we head to our multi for the round.
Yeah, we talked about in the last pod, we both just needed Collingwood to salute our multi. They won in excruciating fashion, but they did get a win, so I was away with $43.70.
Yeah, I was away $43.72, Sauce. You were actually $40.50, so get your eyes off my bet slip and stay in your own. And we'll continue.
Yeah, $40.50 in my correction. Sorry, I was trying to get a little bit of extra profit there because that's all I seem to be getting in now. I just profit. So sorry for the confusion, Pez.
Just try to see the profit. So you'll be pretty excited because we've got an hour to the jump, an hour to the bounce of the first game of round 12. So we need to tell the punters what it is. We need to get this podcast out so they can listen to it, Sauce.
Yep, let's get straight into our bet slip, mate.
The fact that the size of the bets was relatively small.
Our bets with an opportunity about 50 metres out.
I was with a mate and we were getting sort of ready to leave and he said, I think I'm going to whack 10 on Maxi. Do you want some as well? And I said,
back to some normality, Pez. Here in Brucey on a Thursday night for Thursday night footy. Let's get straight into some specials, mate. I'm very excited about it.
Sinner takes a special and goes bang.
Yeah, so a few specials this week. We've got the 3-plus leg AFL same game multi for each game during this marathon, which ends on Monday, and hopefully they bring out something again like that. You head over to Ned's. They've got $2 lines for every game this round, and we've got a same game multi 3-plus bonus back, but only for weeknight AFL game source, so Thursday, Friday, and Monday.
Yeah, we did get burned on that one a little bit, didn't we, Pez?
Yeah, so you got to be into that because if you didn't get a bonus back over the weekend on Saturday and Sunday, it's because there's only weeknight games. So they're doing a sneaky. PointsBet usually do a sneaky as well. They've got lead at halftime. You win only on the latest game, the night game of their. PointsBet also have their other specials that I'll go through in a second. Bet365 have the early payout. Your team goes up by 32, you get paid out. They've got the footy multi-bet offer where you get a certain number of percentage if you go double, triple, quad, and so on. Tab have 3-plus legs, 1 fails on all games. So TAB have the same game multi-source on all games. So for your information there. Ladbrokes, we've got 3-plus legs, same game multis, weeknight games as well. And as we said, Neds and Ladbrokes, exactly the same odds, same company, different colour. $2 lines as well. And they've got a player pick this week that I noticed. $3 for Dangerfield and Boak to combine for 45-plus disposals.
I hate that bet. That's disgusting. That's a terrible bet.
You don't like that. Source doesn't like it. Approval not there. And Bet Easy, same game multi special. Let's just read the terms and conditions there. It's every single game on Bet Easy. So if you're going to do a same game multi, go to Sportsbet, Bet Easy, and Tab. Kick Neds and Ladbrokes to the curb this round. mega multi special on head to head for Bet Easy, which Source, you and myself usually use that for our multis for the week. And they've got double your winnings in the Geelong Port Adelaide game, which can be pretty juicy.
Sometimes it can be, and I think especially with Friday night's game, it is a coin toss between some top sides, so definitely some value there either way.
Yeah, and I'm going to go through just tonight's game for the PointsBet individual game special source. I am going to tweet them out at Behind the Bounce so you can keep a track onto there. And what I started to do, Source, is I'm starting to keep track of PointsBet and their specials for the punters out there. So I've ticked and crossed the things that have happened, and that's on at Behind the Bounce. So you can actually see which one's won and lost from previous rounds. So tonight's one is $2. It's called Capley. It's for Papley and Cameron to both kick a goal, paying $2. I'll probably jump on that, Source, because I think they'll both kick one.
Yeah, I think that's a decent sort of bet. Papley hasn't missed one in 27 rounds. I think he's up to normally about $1.11. I think he's gone into $1.08. So that's amazing values to multi that up with two of your key forwards, two of the Coleman leaders, basically, in the AFL.
Yeah, if you want to see the little, I don't even know what you call it, mate. It's a little thing that I've put together, little visual at Behind the Bound on Twitter. Jump on board and give us a follow.
Yeah, it's called a graphic. So once the media manager speaks to you and teaches you how to do that stuff, just word them up. Just say, hey, can you teach me how to create a graphic? That's what you want to know, Pez.
A graphic?
That's what it's called.
I don't know what you're talking about, mate, but I do know what you're talking about. If you're going to talk about the first game, I'd love to hear that.
Yeah, well, let's get straight into things, Pez. We head over to SBS Stadium for, as I said, back to some normality Thursday night, 8:10 start. The only different thing at the SBS Stadium this week is it's not two Perth teams, it's not one Perth team, we've got no Perth teams, and instead two Sydney teams. We have the Sydney Swans playing the GWS Giants. Sydney going as big outsiders at $4. The line is 22.5 in favour of the Giants, who come in at $1.25 as favourites. What have you got, Pez?
Yeah, $1.25 favourites. They're very, very short. They've even come in a little bit today. I think Alia is a bit of a loss for Sydney as well with the already depleted forward line, as we know. And Hutchinson comes in to make his debut for the Giants. Phil Davis, the ex-captain or ex-co-captain, goes out injured as well. So there's a few different changes around there. I think GWS will win and fairly comfortably sourced. But what I've done here is I've used my bonus bet from last week. So I've chucked down the $50 on this bonus bet. It's four legs sourced. So we've got Hopper to get me 15 or more. Jake Lloyd to get 20 or more. He'll probably do that from kick-ins alone. And Lockie Whitfield to get 20 or more. Love watching this man play footy. And my other main man that has won me money, let me down throughout the year, as players always do, Jeremy Cameron. I've got him to score three or more goals. Went for a little bit of value source because it is a bonus bet. That's paying $5.
Love that one, Pez. I know, the only thing that I will give you a little bit of feedback to, and the other punters, is just be careful with GWS because they generally hold on to the ball a lot, and teams that they're playing against don't normally get a lot of the pill. So I'm a little bit interested with your Lloyd kick-in strategy, but as you said, he probably gets that just on kick-ins alone, and you just hope that GWS is a little bit inaccurate. I've gone for
That's a little bit cheeky, actually, Sauce. He's not going to have 20 kick-ins, but you get what I'm trying to say.
I get exactly what you're trying to say, Pez. But then again, he does play on every single time. He loves those cheap posies. And as you did the research a couple of weeks ago, you think he got 14 on his own, didn't he? just on the cheeky little run out.
Yeah, he's unbelievable with the way he gets it, and he gets it back as well. He's 1-2s and he's 1-2-3s. He loves it.
Yeah, and that's why you think he's going to be extreme value there. But just for the other punters out there, be careful with GWS because they give up the fourth least amount of disposals. So they aren't ranked as a top team, but in terms of holding onto the football and stopping their opposition, they are ranked one of the top four teams. I've done a same game multi. I've put the maximum on it. I've gone with Lockie Whitfield to get 15. Your man, Pez, you love watching him play. He is a ball magnet. I've gone with Tim Taranto to continue his form and get 20 or more. I think he pops up for a probably, you know, a goal. And maybe a sneaky bet for him is the Brett Kirk medal as well. $10 odds you can get him for that. The other one I've gone with is Stephen Coniglio to kick a goal. Now, Sydney give up a lot of goals to midfielders. They actually contain forwards quite well. So I'm going with him for a little bit of value, $1.80 something. And he's kicked a goal in, I think, five games this year, but had a shot in every single game. That gets me $2.62 value, and I've put 50 on that one, Pez.
50. You're liking the first game. I'm whacking the max down. I'll whack the 50. You like that at the moment?
I like it at the moment because I've got the most information about it, Pez. I just, you know, Geelong, the Friday night game's just got released now, but that's the only other bet that I've got going. So it's hard to grow confidence, as you said, with your Suns and Essendon bet. Your confidence is hard when you don't know the list, and upon seeing the list, obviously that's where you find your value.
That's it. So you talked about Geelong Port Adelaide. What do you got?
Yep, so for the Geelong Port Adelaide game, it's played at the Gabba. Geelong is the home team for some unknown reason, even though Port Adelaide, the hub, has been their second home. 7:50 start. The odds are a little bit different in this one. Port Adelaide started as outsiders, but now they've come into favourites at $1.71. Cats are now the outsiders at $2.15. The line is -5.5. What have you got in this one, Pez?
Oh, super interesting game to see how Geelong are going to go. They played a lot of games in a fair short amount of time. So can those old bodies hold up and do it against the power? Can the power actually bring the intensity as well? So what I've done is I've got a same game multi. I've put 25 on this one. I've gone Cam Guthrie, who missed it last week, Sauce, but I've got him to get 20 disposals. I like his contested pill game. Zach Tui to get 15. He's been going backwards in the back line, in the forward line, up on the wing. He is killing it at the moment. And my man, our man, Darcy Byrne-Jones to get 15. I think he comes back and gets some retribution for last week. That gets me $2.40.
Like that bet, Pez, because you've got a couple of Geelong players in there and your actual thinking sort of helps me out a little bit. So I don't feel so bad when I go a little bit
cheeky.
And that's what I've done, Pez. I've gone a little bit cheeky for this one because, as you said, I'm looking forward to this game and I just want to watch it and I'm not really sure what's happening. So I don't want to blow any big money, but I still want to have a bit of a punt on my Cats. So I've gone with Tommy Stewart to get 15 or more disposals. The way Port Adelaide play, I expect the game to be a lot in that back line and they anchor a lot of their defence off there. Geelong has an amazing defence back line, so I'm hoping he'll get 15. Sam Menegola, as much as I haven't enjoyed him in previous years, he's been an absolute gun in that midfield. Him to get 20 or more, he'll do that in his sleep. I've gone anytime goal scorer, Patrick Dangerfield. As you mentioned, Pez, heavy legs, they're resting him up forward. Him at $1.83 to kick a goal, considering how they're resting him and rotating him through there. That's amazing value. And then the aspect that made it a little bit cheeky is I've put Geelong in there head-to-head. I put my bonus on that, $5.75. So I've made the rules with the $5 cheeky. And fingers crossed that can get up for not only the punters, but for the Geelong Cats as well.
You say you put a bonus on that?
Yeah, I did.
Come on, Sauce. You can't bonus a cheeky.
Of course you can, mate. That's how much I don't enjoy this bet because I really wanted to have a bet with it and I don't want to lose any of my hard-earned cash. So I thought I'd chuck my bonus. I've got two bonuses on this one, $10 bonuses, one from the multi last week and then one from a multi previously that I lost. So why not, Bez? Why not?
For listeners of the show that have listened for a number of years, Sauce is changing. He is changing. He would usually want to chuck 50 on his on his cheeky because that's what he wants to get the most value at. You've changed, Sauce.
I don't know if I've changed, Pez. I think the winning form, I think I'm just conscious about finishing with a $500
improved,
profit.
I want to
continue building, mate. It's not changed. It's improving.
Improved. You've started to learn. That's good.
Started to learn. Listening to your terrible bets for all these years has definitely helped me become a little bit wiser. But let's not get into that debate now, Pez. Let's get onto the Saturday traditional time slot, 2:35. Well, not traditional time slot, traditional day. Bloodstone Arena. This should be an absolute horrible game. North Melbourne playing Brisbane Lions. top of the ladder leaders versus one of the bottom feeders. North Melbourne looking in the eyes of a long, long rebuild. I'm sure you're all over Brisbane and you've got a little bit of a pot shot at North Melbourne, no doubt, Pez.
Oh, North don't deserve anything, mate. They're playing down in their home state of Tasmania as well, so they should probably be down there, Sauce. But anyway, the ball will be in Brisbane's forward line a lot, so that's why Luke McDonald, I think he'll get 15 or more. He's been getting plenty of the pill in the last few weeks. Dane Zorko to get 15 or more. He's still decent value, around $1.22. He's come down from about $1.40, I think, 3 or 4 weeks ago, Sauce. So he's still coming in because he's consistently getting that 15 or more disposals. And Link McCarthy, extra long player, Sauce. I think he can pop up for a goal in that Brisbane forward line. That will get me $2.10. I'll put 25 on it.
Yeah, love that bet, Pez. I think North Melbourne just don't have the cattle there. They've got 17 players unavailable for selection this week. And with a 3-8 record, I'm sure they're going to get absolutely pounced in this one. The only issue I have with your McDonald bet is that maybe he might tag. Do you think he can do a number on Neil and still get the pill?
No one can do a number on Neil except for De Boer, mate. So
that wasn't the question I asked. It was about him getting the pill as well, mate.
He's only got to get 15 times, mate. He'll do that.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're confident, Pez. Not too confident with me in that one. I've gone with a three-leg same-game multi. I think Brisbane will absolutely pants North Melbourne here. I've gone Brisbane at the line, which is a big line at -28.5, but I've gone with Ned, so I get $2 value with that, and I still can't believe it, but you can put that in a same-game multi. Brisbane to win for a little bit of insurance, and Brisbane to lead at every quarter, wire to wire, gives me $2.42, and I've put 25 on that one. But if you want some juicy odds, 60 plus Brisbane, alternate line, $6, Pez. Jump on that one.
Oh, you can't say, you can't tell a punter to jump on it if you haven't jumped on it yourself. So
I'll be jumping that in the personal account, mate. But you know what we just spoke about? I'm being a little bit smarter and wiser with my bets.
So you're telling everyone to jump on, but then you're saying, oh, I'm going to be smarter. That's why I'm not jumping on it on the pod. So, contradicting yourself there, mate.
Standard Sauce practices, mate. Sauce facts. All right, let's get into the second Saturday night, Saturday game, the Saturday night game, and the last game for our 12.1, a split round, I guess, because we are looking to a split round because of the teams. Sunday, 15th of August, at the Gabba, Melbourne playing Collingwood. This one's really interesting, this one. So in Sportsbet, you can get Melbourne $1.90, Collingwood $1.90. But if you go over to some other markets, they've got Melbourne as the outsiders at $2. So make sure you look around for some of the value. There's no line on Sportsbet because they are dead even, but Ladbrokes and Neds have the line at +1.5, and with their $2 odds, I think that's absolute value if you're looking either way. So, Pez, have you gone for a bet in this one?
I have gone for a bet in this one, and what I've done is I've put a $20 bet down. I've used Sportsbet again, mate, the same game multi. They haven't steered me wrong yet. So, Sam Wiedemann to kick a goal for Melbourne. Trey Rusko, my man from last week, I reckon he'll get another snag. He kicked 1-3 in his first week, 2-1 last week. And Salem to get 15 or more disposals, one of Melbourne's best ball users. That's $3 altogether, and I'll put 20 on it.
Like that bet, Pez. I've gone with exactly what I spoke about in the intro. I've gone with Ned's $2 line, Melbourne +1.5. Both teams are down and out, and I think the available list there, I don't think Pendles will get back this week. I think Melbourne will do the job there. I've put 20 at the $2 lines with Neds. The final game and the traditional Saturday night time slot, we love Saturday night football. I think it's the best way to spend a Saturday arvo into the Saturday night game. Optus Stadium, SBS Stadium, Freo versus Carlton. Really interested to hear your thoughts on this one, Pez, because the bookmakers can't really split this one. They've got Fremantle as the $2 outsiders, Carlton the $1.80 favourites. The line is 2.5. Tell us your thoughts, mate.
Yeah, well, I've got some not good thoughts for our friends over at PointsBet, because I went to look and put the bets on before. I'm actually going to do it live now just to double check source, because they didn't have the odds out on PointsBet before. And the reason I looked on PointsBet for the odds is because they have the night matches with the halftime payout source. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Okay, well, you don't need to spell it out to me. Yes, I understand what you're saying, so continue.
Oh, and guess what? They're out there now. So if you want to, you jump on Fremantle $1.95 or Carlton $1.85 on PointsBet. It's a little bit less odds you will get for that game, but they do have the halftime payout special up to $150. So you jump on there. Because that wasn't available to me before source, I need you to press the blue button.
Cheeky!
And I'm going a bit cheeky. I'm going by the letter of the law, by the rules. I've got Michael Walters. Hopefully he comes back in. If he's not, it'll be void and I'll have to do something else. But to score two or more goals on his return. Andrew Brayshaw playing really well off the wing over there, 15 disposals. And James Aish, ditto, same type of thing, 15 disposals for him. That gets me 525.
So you're all in on the Freo Dockers, mate.
Oh, I'm leaning towards Freo. If it was available, I probably would have chucked on Freo with the halftime up promo insurance. But now I get to sit back and wait for the teams to come out and do some more analysis before I decide who I'm going to tip.
Yeah, that sounds fair. I'm steering clear with this one, Pez, because as you said, there wasn't enough information when we sat down to do this bet slip. You've jumped on live, so I might look for a live bet later on in the week. If you log on to our Twitter, at Behind the Bound, you'll see those live bets come up exclusively to our Twitter.
Yeah, 100%. Now, do you have a multi for this round yet, Sauce?
I do have a multi, and you spoke earlier about how I used my bonus bet earlier. I've got a second bonus bet, and the reason I've done this is because I really struggled to find some value in terms of a multi. So what I've done is I've gone West Coast to win, Brisbane to win, and I've also gone Tim Taranto to win the Brett Kirk medal. That gives me odds of $13.22, and I've chucked my bonus bet on that one.
So you go, you're liking Taranto to have a good night tonight. If he gets up, what were the other two legs? West Coast and
Brisbane.
Oh, so you'd be waiting a while to find out the result of that one, because if he gets up and there's an upset in one of the other two games, that'd be shattering.
Absolutely shattering.
What I've done is I've gone the Bet Easy special with the multi, so the multiple games. And what I've done is I've put six games together, Source. Can you believe it?
Yes, I can believe it.
You can believe it? A multi-bet for six games and just gone head-to-head. So I've gone the Giants to win tonight, Brisbane to win on Saturday afternoon over there, the Western Bulldogs, which you haven't spoken about those games yet, Source, because they're coming up later on. I've got the Western Bulldogs to beat the winless Crows, St Kilda to beat the Bombers, West Coast to beat Hawthorn, and then Richmond to beat the Suns. So a lot of games, six legs, $3.22. I'll put 20 on it.
And that's the way you do it, Pez. And the reason you've done six legs as opposed to our normal four is because BetEasy do have that special where two legs fail, you can get your money back in a bonus bet.
That'd be correct. So if four of those get up and two of them miss, I will get a bonus back for that bet.
Yeah, love a bit of insurance, Pez. Love a bit of insurance.
When you can get it, you might as well take that insurance. And that will sum us up, Source. We've got about 40 minutes or so until the bounce of tonight's game. So we'll get this out there on Twitter. I'll post out the bet slips and the specials for the round. So get on at Behind the Bound. Give us your thoughts. Send us your bets. Send us your cheekies and get around it. I've been Pez. Peace out.
Yeah, look forward to hearing from the fans on Twitter. Make sure you jump on and follow those bets. Stay away from Pez's. And as always, we'll catch up next time. Bet responsibly if you're having a punt. And most of all, enjoy the normalized traditional Thursday night footy.